life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
You're with Alan Autry on the new 940 Kino.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're with, I'm excited to welcome our next guest, Max Hardberger of New Orleans, my home state, author of Seized, a sea captain's adventure battling scoundrels and pirates while recovering stolen ships in the world's most troubled waters. Max has been an airplane pilot, lawyer, high school teacher, writer, adventurer, and sea captain piloting commercial freighters. Spent the last 15 years repossessing illegitimately seized freighters. A movie on his life called The Good Pirate is in development. Max, welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I know we're tight on time here, so I want to ask you what quite a resume you have, a very diverse background. What in that prepared you to go out and repossess ships?
Well, I started in the oil fields in Louisiana as a boy. You know, most people, as you know from Louisiana, most people in South Louisiana go offshore to make extra money in, in their youth. And so I got a captain's license then, but I didn't use it so much because I was flying for a living. But when I got through crop dusting, when I my wife actually decided that crop dusting was not for me anymore, I decided to become a ship captain, so I drove to Miami and got a job as a captain on a ship.
Well, I tell you, folks, if none of if you've ever seen crop dusters, it answered my question right there, Max did. Because these guys are born adventurers that ride those crop dusters, having to avoid those power lines, go in there and spray and come up. Do you ever clip a power line?
Actually, I haven't clipped a power line, but I did hit a tree one time.
Oh, my goodness, Max. Well, listen, how do you repossess a ship, obviously, that's been taken by force and usually would have armed folks, how do you do that, and how do you get people to come on board with you? Who's your team?
Well, I use people I've used in the past, seamen, men. I need people who know their jobs on board. I don't need military types or macho types. I need a good skilled chief engineer, a good skilled chief officer. I may need an electrician if we have electrical issues, but I need seamen, not macho types.
Okay. What was your first repossession?
Well, the first one that I did when I wasn't a captain myself, I did a couple as a captain just because I didn't want my own ship stolen out from underneath me. But the first one was the Patrick M., which I was working for a company, and there was a charterer, the guy who rented the ship, who was trying to steal it from the owner, and it just made me mad to see a crook get away with that, so I agreed to take it out.
Wow. Now, have you ever gotten into chases? These things, they try to run from you? They see you coming?
No, nobody's ever tried to run from me. I've done some running myself.
Typical New Orleans.
I've been chased my own self.
Typical Louisiana boy, let me tell you.
That's right.
I'm from Shreveport, by the way.
Oh, Shreveport. Well, then you know. You got to run fast to grow up there.
We're too close to Bossier City.
Right.
Now, how do you you have some unorthodox methods of accomplishing your goals, including, from what I understand, using fireworks, prostitutes, voodoo doctors. Tell us how these some of these tactics work for you.
Well, my biggest challenge is getting the crew off the ship or the guards off, if the crew is hostile, or getting the guards off the ship, because I can't use force. That's my hard and fast rule. I never use force.
Oh, wow.
So it's basically, mostly it's trickery. Sometimes you can bribe them. Sometimes you can, but of course that can backfire, so you have to be careful about that. But mostly I use trickery. For example, one time I had a guy run up to the guard and tell him that his mother had just had a heart attack and was in the hospital. And, of course, as you can imagine, the guard took off from the ship running for the hospital. And within 5 minutes, we had the dock lines cut and we were heading for open water. I've used prostitutes. As you know, in these ports, prostitutes are pretty common. And prostitutes are, by nature, good actresses. So... it's not too hard to hire them to get them to go on board a ship and snuggle up to the guard and convince the guard that she thinks he's the best thing that ever happened and wants them to go back with her at home. So, of course, once they're gone, off the ship goes.
Oh, so that's what you do. So your first preference is to, you know, do it without force, right? The trickery thing. Now, do you have guns and stuff as backup in case these guys get a little out of hand, or you just try to run away?
Not at all. We have no weapons, and we would not. My rule is that none of us will ever have weapons or use force. So if we're gonna get in trouble, then we're caught. We can't resist. We just have to go to jail.
Okay. Now, is there international maritime law that says you cannot be armed, or is this your own personal decision?
No, it's not international maritime law, because that allows you to carry any weapon you want.
Okay.
RPGs or whatever. But it is the fact that a foreigner in any of these countries who gets caught with a weapon is going to be facing some very, very serious consequences.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And the other part of that equation is that the people who oppose us, the guards and the crew on board, are innocent men. They have no dog in the hunt. They are just being hired to make money for their families, and it's not their fault that they were assigned to guard this ship. So it would be morally wrong for me to use force against some man who's just doing his job, even if he's, you know, his job is to use force against me.
Yeah. This may sound silly, but it kind of sounds like, in some ways, this Dog the Bounty Hunter, how he forsakes weapons and uses his wits and persuasive abilities and his family to bring in, you know, those that have jumped bail. What do you make of all this stuff happening off the Somali coast? All of this just really violent, and it seems to be still escalating piracy that's going on there.
Well, there is a very simple cause for the piracy off the Somali coast, and that is the fact that the public policy has been, until very recently, not to resist and to pay the ransom. And we all know what that, you know, paying ransom just engenders more piracy.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the U.S. Coast Guard and the U.N. and other agencies have started advising merchant ship owners to arm their ships, and now that the owners are starting to realize that is necessary, we're going to see an incredibly fast drop-off in Somali piracy.
You think so, huh?
Yes, because remember, the Somali pirates, like everybody else these days, they learn what they learn from CNN and the cable network news, satellite news. They learn what works and what doesn't work, and when they see the photographs or the video of the dead bodies of their colleagues, then they're going to think twice about trying it themselves.
Right. Do you support President Obama's tactics when he sent the commando team there and took out those Somali pirates?
Are you talking about the Maersk Alabama?
Yes.
Captain Phillips?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. It's too bad that they had to do it after the fact instead of being armed and resist the pirates. But
good point.
They did an incredibly good job, and it was a brilliant example of a U.S. Application of force anywhere in the world.
Good point. Let me ask you this. I know we're running out of time here. Just got about a minute left with Max. I know you're just going 100 miles an hour on your on your book tour here, and appreciate you giving us the time. How would you rate the high seas now for safety? If somebody's on a cruise ship or just out on a fishing boat or just for whatever reason they find themselves out on those, is it relatively a safe place to be still, or are we seeing kind of, pardon the pun, a sea change in that area in terms of safety out on the ocean?
No, in contrast to the news, I think things are safer. If you're not off the Somali coast or off the Venezuelan coast, you're really relatively safe.
So it's still you worry about a tidal wave more than somebody jumping in and trying to take over your ship, right?
But normally, yes, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of a remote thing that doesn't happen very often either. Well, I tell you, Max, I wish you best being a homeboy there. Appreciate what you're doing. I admire your tactics. And I hope that the movie that's in development, I hope it comes to fruition. We'll be looking for it. And just again, thank you for giving us your time. We really appreciate it here.
My pleasure, sir.
God bless you. That's Max Hardberger, and the book is Seized, A Captain's Adventures Battling Scoundrels and Pirates. We'll be right back.